Good morning. Good morning and welcome to Peace Lutheran Church. Those of you who are gathered here this morning in our sanctuary, as well as those tuning in with us live online, welcome to Peace. And I think we do have some people out in the parking lot too. Welcome to our church this morning, those that are listening to us on 103.5 FM. Today is a special day, and you can just see it looking up front. We've got a lot of red going on in the congregation. That means there's a festival. That means we're throwing a party. Not because of Halloween, it's Reformation Sunday. Halloween's later tonight. That's when we, you know, go trick-or-treating. Today at church is a time to celebrate the Reformation. It was back on October 31st, 1517, that Martin Luther posted those 95 theses on the castle, the door on the castle church in Wittenberg, and really launched a time of serious discussion and change that would happen throughout the churches in Europe. The causes for the Reformation, what do you think caused all this change? Well, there was a lot of change and upheaval that was happening. New worlds were being discovered. Columbus was sailing across the Atlantic, discovering new worlds. There were inventions happening. The printing press, the clock watch, was invented right around this time. But some people know that the cause of the change was the bringing of coffee to Europe. That was in 1517, the same year Luther posted the theses, coffee came to Europe. So there you have it. That's why we have coffee after every Sunday, all right? It's just the reason why. We really know the real reason. We're going to talk about that in our church service today. The real reason is that God loves us with his grace, and he shares that through his word, and he gives us the gift of faith. So in for Lutherans, that's defined in three ways: sola scriptura, by scripture alone; sola fide, by faith alone; sola gratia, by grace alone. These are the gifts that God gives us. What great gifts they are. We're going to celebrate that today in our service. There are some announcements to share before we begin. The first is next weekend is like a big, exciting one at Peace again. On November 6th is the Ladies' Bazaar from 9 a.m. till 3 p.m. So come and purchase. Come and eat a lot of cookies. Is there anything that needs to be shared from the ladies on behalf of the bazaar we covered? Janie, is there anything? Yep. Do you want to share something just right there?
We did use some help after church today, help getting items down from the attic, number one, and please have your items all here by Tuesday. Thank you.
All right, items here by Tuesday, and some help bringing items from the attic down after church today. We also do have some exciting services ahead that really can include your participation. The first is next Sunday is All Saints Sunday. This last year, we had 14 of our members who died in the faith. That was quite a few. We'll see that listing of names. If you have someone that you would like recognized in a time of silence and in prayer, please let Dan know by Wednesday so we can get that name in the bulletin and we can have that recognition. And then the following Sunday is our recognition of our veterans in our congregation. If you have a picture or an updated picture, we'd love to have that. Your time serving in the military, we have a video presentation at the end of that service honoring our veterans. So that's November 14th. If you'd like to share a picture, please have that into the office by November 10th, Wednesday, November 10th. All right, I think that does it for our announcements here this morning. Just a couple other, I guess you could call them prayer points, or one prayer point, and that is an update on Craig Starr. Craig, yesterday morning, I emailed the congregation relating that Craig had surgery to relieve pressure on his lungs and his heart. He came through relatively well. However, there was more bleeding that happened throughout the afternoon. Craig had to have another surgery last night. And so I've talked to Sharon this morning. She's at the hospital. He's very much so. The word the doctors are saying and the word that Sharon wants me to use here today is tenuous. Very much so tenuous. He's in ICU and will be there for quite a few days. So we need to uplift Craig in our prayers this morning and asking for God's comfort and peace in this situation. I also want to give recognition to Bob Glather. He's leading us in our worship today, both in song and word. He'll be sharing the people part. And Colleen Schultz leads us again on the piano. God's blessings to you as you lead us today. Let's begin our time together with our opening hymn, Lift High the Cross.